Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Greetings, listener dear. We're right here where we've always been, in your ear canal. I'm Tom.
In your ear canal.
That's Matthew.
And I'm Ben.
Where are you, Ben?
In the ear canal.
So there's no doubt.
So this...
Imagine if he wasn't.
What? Imagine if we didn't...
Imagine if he was in the ear nostril.
Oh, by the way, we've got to talk about... Somebody set up an account called Our Pappy's Thick on Twitter.
And it's a good question.
They tweet every single day, and fucking hell, it makes me laugh every time. And normally it just says yes. And that's fine.
I mean, that's
But
fair.
Now they've started... picking out things that we talk about on the episode of us being desperately thick.
Oh, no.
Now, there's a bit, Tom, you might have forgotten this, in the Sarah Baron, Jeff Lloyd episode where you have to answer backwards in the quickfire round.
Yes.
And you've got to say, it's like, what day is sometimes known as International Star Wars Day? And you say July of 4th.
Oh, I
and it just says... Our Pappy's Thick, yes, July of 4th. And then tagged us in at Pappy Tweet. So give them a follow, because it's always fun to find out how thick we are.
Yes.
And the answer is very.
Very.
Oh, my God. Are. If you got a load of mud and stuck it in some mints, that's how thick we are. You know, that is how thick we are.
We're like bloody muddied mints.
We're like mudded, with a mudded mints boys of podcasting.
And we don't mind saying it.
We don't mind saying it, guys. We're the muddied mints boys of podcasting.
Right.
And that
mince
welcome
is beef.
And that mince is pure beef.
That's a great link, Clarky.
Lovely, lovely stuff from Clarky.
As professional as ever, we're into the Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
Yes, welcome to a Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
We've got a wonderful guest.
We have got a fantastic guest.
Lulu Popperwell, brilliant comedian, but also long-time listener of the show.
Yeah, so she sent in a beef, like, as a punter. We were like, come on, Lulu, you're not a punter. You're a mate, you're a comic, you're coming on the show.
Exactly
right. And so she travelled all the way from her granny annex to our ear canals. And, yeah, you'll get it here in a second. If you'd like to get, if you'd like to take part in Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, you never know. We might like your beef so much we invite you on the show. We won't, but hope springs eternal in the human heart. It's beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. Send in your beefs and we will read them out on the show if they're good, which so many of them have been recently. We've had some really absolutely brilliant ones.
Real corkers.
And also, we're really good at answering them now.
So good.
It feels like we've really found our niche in life.
That's it. Because it's fun to be talked about and have your beef aired, but solve it.
Beef aired in 2020.
So a little bit of housekeeping before all of that. Don't forget to join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon, guys.
/ Pappy's Flat Share. And it is... If you pledge $5 and above, you get a bonus episode every single week, every Thursday.
That can't be true.
I'm afraid it is.
Once a week?
I know. Unbelievable.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. But most of all, be fair.
Be fair.
Listen to the episode. Enjoy it. Send us your beefs.
We'll see you on the other
side.
Join
the Patreon. Find us on Twitter.
Here it is.
Facebook.
Here's the episode.
Give us a review.
Just enjoy the episode.
Cheers, everyone.
Coming up now.
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Well, right, let's get into this, shall we?
Let's begin our episode.
You've distracted us with toys.
Welcome our housemate for the next while.
Ominous.
Next fortnight
is the wonderful Lulu Popperwell.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
What a delight, what a dream.
It's a dream for us as well, because you've also brought along Kinder Eggs, which is Emma's...
Smashing
Emma's,
on
Emma's
the floor.
Trying to around the place.
It's Emma's, lovely to have a producer who's more committed to building a toy that they found in a chocolate egg than what's actually going on.
Priorities.
You've got to get your priorities straight, absolutely right. What have you got there, Emma?
It's like a little crow thing, I think.
You got a matching crow?
think I've got matching
crows. I had a little crow.
All of our yellow eggs have hatched birds.
Right, yeah, I haven't opened my egg yet. Can I? Where's my
egg? It's in the centre of the table.
I'll open it now. It's like those unboxing videos the kids are so excited about.
Gosh, yes. Maybe that will break us to a whole new level.
I think so. They're the guys who open up Kinder eggs on podcasts and say and they describe the toy. But here we go.
They're those old men who open Kinder eggs.
Yeah. So we've got the chocolate. That bit's we know about.
That's
that.
A given.
Then we've got the surprise, which is not knowing what the toy is, and then you've got the toy, which is the toy.
Hang on. Are we going to be explaining what a Kinder Egg is every episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my catchphrase.
I don't mind.
It's quite a long catchphrase. I'm not going to lie to you. It's quite a catchphrase, but I did it.
On the T-shirt.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, no. It's a cheeky monkey. It's a cheeky monkey.
It's a monkey.
That greeted by, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Because it's already made my heart break. Oh, I can't get over this fellow. Right, I'm going to assemble my cheeky monkey.
Lulu, the most generous guest we've ever had, bringing gifts.
No one's ever brought gifts.
That's such a low bar if it's Kinder Eggs.
I know, no, but thank you.
We're easily won. You saw how I almost fell apart just looking at a plastic monkey.
Yeah, wow.
He's a very emotional man these days. So does this reflect the kind of housemate you are? What kind of a housemate are you?
I'm all right. I live semi-alone at the minute, so that's...
Semi-alone.
I live next door to my parents. So
okay.
There's a lurking presence, but technically...
And was that a coincidence? You just kind of looked out the window at your neighbours? Wait a minute.
Week, it's so weird. No, it's a little kind of granny annex set up. So
great.
There's a connecting door, but we're separate technically.
Oh, can you lock the connecting door?
Well, I feel like this is something I want to bring to Fanshawe later.
Well, here we go. Here we go. We could even start with this. I'm happy to start with
okay,
that.
Yeah.
Straight into Fanshawe, Jesus.
Let's get into it, because it buys Matthew time to build his monkey.
I'm building a monkey.
You're buying a monkey.
I'm buying a dream. I'm building a monkey. Oh, there's a Kinder Egg app you can... All right, let's not get distracted, Matthew. Let's get cracking with this, because actually, you are the first guest. Not only have you brought us gifts, you'd already emailed the show with a beef.
Big fangirl.
Yeah, well, this is it. You emailed it, and I was like, hello, that must be the same Lulu Popwell we know. So you've sent it. Do you want to read it, or do you want to just tell us it? Because I've got your version here if you want it.
I can read it out.
Okay.
This is a first!
This is a first. So it's Lulu who's emailed the show, but is also our friend and a guest. Okay, here we go.
Everything
we're going to try and solve it.
All right. Hi, Matthew. Hi, Tom. Hi, Ben. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Again.
Everyone says hello to Emma.
Here is my beef. I live in a granny flat adjoined to my parents' house. Obviously, I'm very grateful for the sweet setup they have afforded me, even if my nana did have to die for it to work out this way. Brackets RIP Nana.
RIP Nana.
Every cloud.
This episode is a tribute to your nana.
Yeah, and Kinder Eggs.
And mainly the Kinder Eggs, yeah.
It is very generous of them to let me live there so cheaply, etc., etc. This said, there is some prime bullshit afoot.
Here we go.
Right.
The flat has its own front door, but there's also a door inside the flat that connects mine and my parents' homes.
A secret passageway.
It's quite a visible
passageway. Sorry. You carry on.
A normal door.
I shan't interrupt.
I guess every door is a secret passageway.
That's a very
if you
optimistic.
Don't know what's on the other side.
And you don't.
And I don't.
But it's not secret.
Well, I can tell you what's the greatest secret of all. What's hidden inside this little yellow
Matthew,
egg?
Matthew, you have to move on. We have to move on.
I'm not
we have
not
to move
you.
On from the Kinder Surprise.
I can't stop looking at this little monkey.
Yes. Right.
Have you named
don't
it
talk
yet?
About Lulu like that. Right, so. So.
Has he got a name?
Do you know what? after
don't
you.
Don't call it Lulu, please.
After you, I'm going to call it Popple.
Lovely.
Yeah?
That's a great name.
Popple the monkey.
Popple the monkey.
Popple
do you
the
remember
monkey?
Popples? They were teddy bears described as balls.
Yeah, my sister had one of those.
Yeah.
Teddy bears described as balls.
Disguised.
Oh,
sorry.
Right. Yeah. I was like,
buy this teddy. It's not very good.
Yeah. Buy this teddy.
It's a ball with eyes.
It was like a transformer, but whereas transformers were robots that turned into cars, this was a teddy bear that turned into a ball.
For the more sensitive child.
Yes. I think that's what
that
we're looking
found,
at.
That found the idea of a truck a little bit too much.
Yeah. No, let's just bring it down to
that would be I would have been right about
the fluffy ball.
I love because I loved Emma, could you please Emma's construct your crow?
Difficulty with that.
I put my monkey together and still managed to keep talking.
I didn't realize you were
just
so disruptive.
Throwing your crow all over the bloody shop. Okay.
Throwing your crow all over the shop feels like a...
Yeah.
In she comes.
In she comes.
Throwing her crow all over the shop.
But because I loved
sort of Care Bears and My Little Pony and that kind of stuff. So I would have been right in the wheelhouse for Popples.
Brave but when it became a ball, too close to sport for you.
Oh, I would have run a mile.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's the problem for you.
Yes.
Right, sorry, continue. Sorry. Please do.
Okay.
It's a door. It's not a passageway.
It's a door. Flat has its own front door, connecting door to my parents' house. The connecting door can only be locked and unlocked from my parents' side.
Oh. Oh.
They won't let me have a key to lock or unlock it from my side. This means my mum lets herself into the flat whenever she likes, often barging in on me on my... Well, I've written on me or my girlfriend, we broke up. Or me on whoever I'm with. Yeah. Or when I'm having a poo. Or when I've got people around so she can flirt with my male friends, etc. It's very invasive.
It's very invasive.
Mm. Yes.
Their reasoning for this is if there were a fire in the main house, they would be able to escape through my flat should their front door be blocked by flame. If I were to have a key, it would jam the door on my side and they couldn't be sure the door would be unlocked. This raises the question of what happens if there's a fire in mine, though, and I want to access their front door. It's a cheap living situation, but I feel like this one-sided key deal means I never have control over privacy and I'm afraid of burning to death. I think I should also have a key. They do own the property. Please solve my beef. Big love, Lulu. Oh, and I'm here.
You're right here. Right.
This is good to see.
This is good. My initial thoughts... Sorry, Clarky, go on.
Yes. Sorry, I was just going to ask... Have they got back door? Have they got more than one exit out of their house?
Apart from the front door.
Apart from the front door.
They've got a garage.
Can you get out via the garage? Or would that be tricky?
If their front door were blocked by flame, the garage would also be blocked by flame. I can't envisage a situation.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So the garage is sort of side on the side of the house.
It's a floor below it.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Right. So it's their only emergency exit.
Mm.
I think put in another door.
Another door?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Put in another door.
Not you, but them.
In their house.
But a second door.
Have you ever seen those like escape ladder things that you can get? They're like a box and they hook onto a window and then you can just... So you can go out of a
first story. So they start
story.
As a box, but they turn into a ladder. They're like the Popples of the, of the ladder world. Yeah. Sure. No, I've never seen those.
No. I do remember at school we had like a fire safety video which was impressed upon us. You had to have a plan if there was a... And we were told we had to tie together sheets. And well, I think we were shown this video like once a week.
Famously, never flammable sheets. So you'll be all right.
Isn't tie together sheets, wrap them around you, run straight into the fire.
Yeah.
Isn't that a prison break? Tying sheets together.
I think it was sort of multi-purpose class. I think they were like...
If you're breaking out a chokey, or you're avoiding a fire, or both. Sometimes riots go wrong.
Sometimes both. When riots go wrong.
Or in many ways,
right. Right.
Absolutely.
That riot was so right, I don't want to be right. When riots go wrong.
When riots go wrong. Coming soon to Channel 5. I think the thing with a prison riot, and we will get to it in a second, the beef. But
first of all, this prison riot.
This prison riot.
That's the main.
We've all got planned.
There are two kinds of people in a prison riot. When you're standing on the window ledge, there are those that go down and there are those that go up. And I'm going on the roof. If there's a riot... I'm on the roof.
On the roof, tops off, waving at the helicopters.
Exactly. And then when the screws come and try and get me down, grab a tile, whack them over the head, kick them off the roof.
It doesn't sound like you, Crosby.
It does sound.
Scenario, yeah. What do you imagine that you've been put in prison for?
Oh, like tax evasion or something. Okay. Some sort of, you know, like not a violent crime.
Sure.
That's what
that came to you very quick, though.
I got to call
tax evasion, of course. They'll get me eventually.
They'll eventually get me.
You've been squirreling monkeys away for years.
Oh, absolutely. This monkey's going straight to the Cayman Islands. I can tell you that right now.
Surely there's a third route there, which is back into the riot. There's up, there's down, there's back in.
Oh.
Right?
You know what? You are speaking my language. There is up, there's down, there's grease yourself up and go back out there.
Go back in.
That bit where Charles Bronson greases himself up and runs through the prison and all the prison guards can't catch him because he's so greasy. Yeah, I saw a lot of myself in that.
I thought of you when I watched that. He's our the Bronson of podcasting.
It's normally how he does. He normally podcasts greased up.
I'm greased up. I'm wearing my clothes, obviously, but underneath, Grease. I'm warm for the winter.
Grease is the word. Lulu, how do you see yourself in a prison riot?
crying. Hiding.
Yeah. Okay, but also you're still in the cell.
I've instigated it and then I've hidden.
You started it.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's very much my approach to house parties as well. I invite people around for a party, they arrive, I hide in the bedroom.
Yeah. Why did I even bother planning this? Yeah. Yeah. Just wait for it to blow over.
You invited all these people to the riot.
Yeah. Should we have a riot?
Yay!
All right, I'm off. But let's get back to your situation. So maybe a second door is rash. Have you thought about calling a locksmith and getting the locks changed, getting them flipped around?
Squatter's rights.
Kind of, yeah.
Well,
it's a bit extreme, isn't it?
It's not a bad idea. The problem with it is, you're so welcome. The problem is, my parents would notice because my mum comes in like every day to see my dog and stuff. And
is there ever like emergency locksmith, or if you work it out, like is there a time when everybody's out the house?
Yeah, but the issue with this is that I don't currently pay rent, and they're very nice to let me live there.
There we go.
And I feel that situation, like they let me sing very loud songs late at night. They've not complained.
Sure.
When a granny flat is part of the house, it's connected to the door. It can be seen as an extension of the house.
Right.
And it's their house.
Yeah.
And that...
You say it can be seen. It is.
Let's be honest
it's
with what's
house.
Going on here. Yeah. Well, so the question is, you know...
Well, let's go...
Should that door be one way?
Let's go old school on this. Which way does it open? Into yours or into theirs?
Into mine.
Stick a chair behind it. You know, like they
That's
used to
not
do.
Bad.
You know, like they used to do with. You know, I mean, I've seen it in movies. I've never done it myself. You stick a chair just
is
under
it,
the handle.
Is it an opener or is it a knob?
It's a knob.
Does it not work on a
I
knob?
I don't think so.
Because I guess the knob will just turn smooth.
It'll just turn and you'll just move.
They've
the
thought
chair
of everything.
Away.
These parents.
They've put a knob on the other side.
They've thought of everything.
Right. Mm. This is because I would love to do the chair. I mean, I'd love for you to test the chair and see if it works. Just because I've seen it in films and I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
My other...
What a pathetic ambition.
he's got a point. Listen, I'm not saying that was my only ambition in life. I always wanted to grease myself up and run and run and change by some screws.
It's more realistic
always
than the greasing
to
up.
Lean a chair against a door.
No, but not just any old chair against
any old door.
I've moved house and stuff, and I'm sure I've leaned a chair against a door in the process of that. But I mean, I wanted to, you know, you're being chased by somebody, you hold yourself up and you think they're not going to get in this way, chair against the door handle, that's sorted.
No, and I do think that is a good idea. But again, what happens when my mother starts banging on the door and saying, I can't get in, is there a chair against the door?
You have to say, yes, mother.
Yeah.
There is a chair against the door.
Is that our chair? Yes.
Oh,
mother.
Yeah. That's a good point. You don't
I've got your... my own furniture.
Do you own the furniture?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I'm proud to say.
Then do the chair, man. The chair's right there for it.
You've done the time. Do the chair.
Do the chair.
You're back in prison.
Ooh, no, I think.
Oh, I've got an idea.
Here we go.
Here we go. Clarky's got an idea.
Prison
How about just
tunnel? We tunnel out.
This doesn't completely solve it, but I think it'll give you at least a little bit of warning. You pop a little shop bell. On the door.
That is lovely.
Yes.
So when they go, at least you can hear a
I've got a heads up.
What's she walking into though? The front room? The bathroom?
Hallway.
Hall.
The bathroom.
How would that work?
I don't know how this works.
That isn't a granny annex. That's just the bathroom.
I'm afraid, yeah, this is the toilet. The toilet is mounted on the back of a door, so if you are taking a shit and someone comes through, you'll be swung into the main room.
I quite like that.
I live in a toilet. The whole thing is a toilet.
I used to live above a pub and the toilet was where the fire exit was. So there was like a fire escape. And so in order for people to come up to the flat above the pub, they'd come up the fire exit and walk straight into the bathroom. So sometimes you'd be there taking a dump and in would come someone who has got access to the flat.
AKA me.
Yeah. It would, wouldn't it? Be
like Barry.
And I'd be like, yeah, in you come, Clarky. And he'd have to walk past me having a shit and off he goes.
Oh my God.
That was life above a pub.
Well, you know what? That had always been my ambition. Not until I heard that story. And
you're
I know now, what a pathetic ambition that was.
Small ambitions. One time there was an axe on the toilet and it was like, yeah, there's going to be some trouble tonight. Some lads are coming down the pub, so we've got an axe on the toilet.
Just tell them not to come to the pub.
Axe on the toilet.
Not come to the pub, please. Please don't come to the pub.
Hi, we're the lads. We're coming down the pub. Please don't. All right, bye.
Who's got an axe handy as well?
Yeah, I know. Someone had an axe handy.
He can't say the name of this person because this person still has an axe handy.
It was that kind of pub.
It was a bit rough and ready.
Yes.
They got an axe in the loo, a parry upstairs.
Quick question. Do you have weapons hidden around your house?
Weapons?
What happens with those weapons? What happens when the weapons come out?
What happens?
What happens with the weapons? My wife's constantly kind of, she likes to have weapons that she knows she could use in the,
do you mean,
you know,
things
in case
that
of a break-in?
Could have other purposes but could be used as weapons,
yes,
or actual weapons?
Because crucially, when it comes down to a court case, if it's an actual weapon, you'll get done for manslaughter. But if it's something that looks like that you could use as a weapon.
You've thought about this?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't thought about it. My wife has.
You've been forced to think about it.
Her friend's
it.
A criminal barrister.
Right.
This is like the advice that she's been given is like, you know, you can't have don't keep a knife by your bed because you've stabbed someone. But if you keep something that's sharp enough to be used like it's a knife that should be around and about by your bed, then you're okay.
Like if you sharpen the end of a toothbrush.
An axe. A shiv.
Yeah.
A little prison
shiv.
Will
you get your mind out of prison?
A little greasy shiv.
A greased shiv is a real mistake. You don't want to grease up your shiv.
Don't grease up
grease
your shiv.
Grease your body up, but don't grease your shiv. Oh my God, imagine if I greased myself up first and forgotten to pick up my shiv. And I'm there scurrying around.
Slippering away.
Slippering away with my greasy shiv.
The human shiv. Imagine if you sharpened your head into a point and greased yourself up.
Just imagine it.
Is that an ambition? Or?
It is now, Lulu. It is now.
The human shiv.
So, okay. So,
wait, sorry. I do want to touch on that, though.
Yeah, go on.
We've got a gun in the house.
Whoa!
Love it.
So, I'm not sure you'll get away with that being like, well, it wasn't a weapon. It was just lying around.
Why have you got a gun in the house,
Dad's
please?
Dad's got a hunting rifle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he have a hunting license?
I hope so.
Okay.
Edited out.
This changes everything, though. This whole chair behind the door thing's not going to fly if he's got a fucking rifle on the other side.
If they've got a goddamn blunderbuss to blow the lock off.
Let him through. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the chair's not doing much.
Okay, so I've had another... Can you...
Just very quickly, have you got a weapon by your bed?
No.
Or something that could be used as a weapon?
No.
Just...
Fists?
Yeah.
Just the lefty and the righty. Yeah.
Just my words.
Oh God!
It's more words as weapons.
And a pot of
grease.
Taken down with some heckler put downs.
Yeah.
I've got a tempin bowling pin.
Ah, yes.
Has that got a lot of heft to it?
It's got a lot of heft.
They're heavy.
To it. Yeah.
I've got a bowling ball, so together
between you,
we've got a good game of bowling going on.
So basically,
we'll have fun.
Show me where he strike you.
That's put you off the idea of trying to rob Parry's house now, hasn't it? Because you know it's just you're gonna count each other out.
That's it.
No, I've not kept any weapons beside the bed. What do I have next to my bed? I've normally got...
books you haven't read.
Load of books I haven't read.
Could be used as a weapon.
I've got a mirror.
Small Kinder Egg toy.
Small Kinder... Oh,
7 years bad bottle. Luck.
7 years bad luck.
You're going at it with 7 years bad luck, 7 years in Tibet, and a little monkey.
If I... if I smash the mirror over the like the assailant's head, or the burglar's head.
Yes.
Do I get the bad luck, or does he?
Great question, Lulu.
I think you split it right down the middle.
So three and a half years.
That's actually not Clarky, bad. For good behaviour.
Three and a half years. Three and a half years in chokey. Grease yourself up.
Fuck you,
human shit.
How long is the hallway, and what does the hallway look like?
Great question.
It is a square. Yeah. From which all the other rooms lead off. So.
Ah, that's not what I wanted to hear.
I'm so sorry.
No. That's absolutely okay. Because I was thinking maybe what you could do is
it a bungalow? Sorry.
It's above the garage. So it's one floor.
Interesting.
Right. I was thinking what you could do is you could make...
No,
you could
wait
build
the invite.
Should we go?
For the party.
Are you off? You're not going off to Lulu's now, are you?
Yeah, I'm
going to
hold her dad's gun. I'm really excited. Hey, come on, get your mind out of the gutter.
So I was thinking, could you do stuff
always thinking,
words as weapons. Could you make some partitions along the way in the hall to sort of make the journey a little bit longer for them?
Like an obstacle course.
Yeah, turn it into a sort of like a little maze, or just put in some
tar down on the floor.
First thing you do, butcher's curtain, right? Butcher's curtain just maybe a foot away from the door. So they're going through the door.
Lulu's not happy with this.
Then they have to go through a butcher's
curtain. A bell into a butcher's curtain.
Yeah, so you go ding,
the
ding.
The bell and the butcher's
and
curtain.
And then through
it's
a butcher's curtain.
Novel.
Then
I'm there behind the counter selling meat.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, could you turn your flat into a butcher's? you know, as a veggie, it's not a great idea and I can't stand behind it. But you know what? A little bit of extra income and maybe you could afford to buy your own flat. Or at least your own door.
Or at least one that doesn't smell of meat.
Yeah, that's true. I just think if there's some way of like, I think...
But then isn't Lulu going to have to deal with that every day? You build a maze of your... Yeah, you're stuck in a maze of your own building.
I like to
building.
Go into the house.
Is it the only way that you can get... You can get out of your house.
I can go around the front, but what a faff.
Yeah. So this is basically your exit as well as their entrance.
No, I've got my own little steps that go down to outside the house, but...
I think you have to write off the door. Well, you have to write it off.
Brick it up.
Not brick it up necessarily, but make it so hard to travel through that they go, oh, I've got to go through, I've got to hear a bell, that's gonna give me all manner of jip.
The butcher's
I'm going to have to go through the butcher's curtain,
I've got to
then
buy
we have to go through
lamb.
A glitter curtain, then a klaxon horn's going to go off, and they'll just go, you know what, I assume Lulu's fine in there.
You did mention this, but where does the door open into in your flat? Is it
into the hallway? That's what I'm saying. Make the hallway, fill it with little obstacles that make mum go, it's not worth, you know, it's not worth the squeeze.
Yeah, I feel like that will affect my quality of life.
It will, unfortunately.
That's the problem.
At the moment, your quality of life is being affected and your mother's isn't.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Clarky's got it.
Clarky's got it.
You've got to home alone them.
Yeah, I said,
micro machines on the floor.
I said home alone about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry, mate.
That's the only female voice in the room. but no, I'm with you, yeah.
Go on, how would that work?
You send them on a holiday to Paris.
They are
and
going
you
on
stay
holiday
behind
next week, actually.
And have a good time.
When they go on holidays, you have the complete run of the house?
Yes.
We're getting the invite. Here we go.
Yeah, big party. I'll be in my room hiding.
Big yes. riot, yep.
Crosby will be greased up running through your kitchen.
Absolutely, happy to do
and
it.
And I'll be holding your daddy's gun.
In fact, let's not have this party, shall we? Seems weird.
Some kind of one-way system, I feel like, is what you need, isn't it?
Ooh. My friend has got red and green lights outside his door for his kids. Stop and go.
What?
Yeah.
It's got banging lights.
No, not banging lights. It's just like, you know, lion
what
lights
are banging
or whatever.
Lights?
Sure.
But, well,
it's lights
sure.
on red it's at the bedroom.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's basically traffic lights outside the bedroom.
Prostitutes. When the red light's on, red daddy's light. Working.
When Roxanne. So he's got lights on outside his bedroom door, uh-huh. Which means that if it's green, the kids are welcome to come in. If they're red,
Amber,
they have to stay
get
outside.
Ready.
Amber, yeah, exactly.
Steady on,
yeah,
here
yeah.
we go.
Exactly.
Wow, that's cool.
How old are the kids?
I would be a better friend if I knew, but they are, I think they're both under 6.
That's a good plan. Mm. This might be the best solution yet.
Traffic
if you're
lights
entertaining, you know.
Light system.
Like or like a studio system, you know, like you get one of those like
on air yeah.
do not enter kind of things.
Or even just a hotel, do not disturb, and please make up my room.
There you go.
It's so simple.
It's so simple. Why do we not think of the do not disturb sign
That's
initially?
It.
Why do we go via traffic lights?
Because you don't get those in prison. Which is what we've been talking about for 15 minutes.
Do not disturb me, warden, you fucking screw.
Steady on, Crosby, come on.
Grease myself up now.
No, Crosby, you're so close to probation.
I'm taking Papa
no,
with
no,
me.
No.
So yeah, do you think that would work? Do not disturb signs?
Yeah.
Beef solved!
Beef yeah. solved!
Beef from the sorting, now you're beef solved!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Howdy, B brothers. Will here, first names only.
Front names.
Oh, in fact, they've got a really good surname.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Am I allowed to break the front name rule?
Well, here's the thing.
It's Will.
It's Will. Here's the Will. He's got a great surname. And it actually comes into play within the beef slightly. Okay, so let's maybe play we for should it. Maybe we should do it. This is, we,
Howdy Beef Brothers.
We don't do this ordinarily, though.
Will Lee here. Willie.
No.
Yeah. Willie.
What a life.
Willie.
Yeah. Willie.
Willie here. Solid dangler and loyal Podgeriga.
Podgerigar, I think it was.
Podgerigar.
We've never heard that before.
I like Podgerigar.
You could be our Podgerigars.
I have three beefs, but only the first is a classic shared accommodation beef, so the other two are broad beef irrelevance. The beef runs. My housemate, proto-wife, Emma. Proto-wife.
Proto-wife? Fiancé?
This guy's got a wonderful language all of his own. Okay. My housemate, proto-wife, Emma, does significantly less housework than me, despite us spending comparable time at our jobs. I do 90% or more of the cooking, all the washing up, all the laundry, most of the shopping and ancillary jobs pertinent to our living situation.
Can I ask a question of Will Lee? Because it sounds like if you're doing 90% of the work, the main question is why? Why has this become the arrangement?
She does the hoovering once a week and a deep clean of the home once a week.
Oh, deep clean of the home is huge.
A deep clean once a week is huge.
So you may think you're doing 90% because you're doing lots of smaller things put together, but a deep clean of the home, any sized home, that's a big job. I think it's more 50-50 than Will realises.
Yeah, a deep clean. If that includes dusting and all the rest of it, that could be a few hours, right?
Could be a few hours.
This was fine when we lived in a rented house, but due to a series of financial missteps, brackets, I work as a self-employed gardener with aggressive imposter syndrome. She booked a holiday more than £500 over budget, and I've got a love of biscuits. they're the financial missteps.
Okay.
To know more about the aggressive imposter syndrome.
Yeah, can we pick through this?
Okay.
Moment by moment.
Due to a series of financial missteps, I work as a self-employed gardener with aggressive imposter syndrome.
What does that mean?
Okay.
That's the first.
So he's a self-employed gardener. We get that bit.
Mm-hmm.
And imposter syndrome is the idea that someone's going to tap you on the shoulder and go, "I'm onto you, mate. You're a shit gardener."
So does that mean he's turning down jobs that you know? Like, is it like, come and do my?
Oh, I thought he was saying like, "I'm a gardener." Brackets. I'm not really a gardener. Yeah. Like.
Or that if he's just turning up and just willy-nilly. Just doing people's gardens. They're like, get out of a garden, you imposter.
Oh, you think he's cutting in before the actual gardener arrives, doing the job, trying to collect the cash and leaving. I think that's what it is.
Imposter syndrome is worried about being an imposter, right?
Like, worried about being found out, I can't do this job.
So I think what that might mean is someone is going like, oh, great, come and do my garden. It's a big, detached house.
Emma's got the answer.
Doesn't it just mean that he's not promoting himself properly? Like, he's not doing the advertising and the... like touting to
because
the
he's worried he hasn't got the ability to do what he's doing.
He's not a gardener.
I think so.
Put himself out there.
Step two, she booked a holiday more than £500 over budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and number three,
that's fair enough.
I've got a love of biscuits. Now, I think biscuits is a cheap habit to have because you can gorge.
How many
custard creams for like 20p a pack?
Yeah, it's got to be a serious problem for that to be into you.
You've got to be getting those biscuits that are half. Like they're sort of big, crunchy biscuits that are half covered in chocolate that you get about six of them in a pack and they come in like a plastic tray.
Luxury biscuits.
Luxury biscuits, exactly. Luxury Bic Bix. But
anyway, it's there. It's an issue.
It's there. He's thrown it out there.
It's there.
It's there. It's dangling in the wind.
So due to a series of financial missteps, we now live in a caravan. Now, her share of the work takes less than an hour. And my duties have expanded to include filling up the water barrel and disposing of the used water, partly by sink, but mainly by whittle.
What is a whittle?
Well, Dill is his middle name, so... Will Dill? No, didn't work.
I didn't understand it, sorry.
I want it to work for you, but try again.
What is it?
Whittle, because his name's Will Dill. Never mind.
No.
It feels like a Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Right. Life is hard, but the love of my life, brackets Emma/podcasts, helps to make it better. Is it reasonable to push for a more balanced approach to household chores when she only has my love and doesn't like podcasts? That's the main beef.
Right.
The second beef is simply, I've got a stupid name, but she likes it. I'd like to take her name or a compound version, but she wants to be Emma Lee. I don't like other variations of William.
So he doesn't want to be Willie for the rest of his life.
No, but
he
wants she
to be
wants
Will,
to be,
whatever her name
she
is.
She wants to be Emma Lee.
She wants to be Emma Lee.
Which is, let's be honest, a corker of a name.
It's a banging name.
I'm Emma Lee. First name Emma, second name Lee.
Why don't they just swap names?
Immediately, a lovely bit of business.
That's great. That's great.
Hang on, what?
Swap names.
Swap names. As in last names?
Yeah. Trade last names.
It's no
way
it's no weirder than taking somebody else's name.
I disagree because I think the whole point is you want the same name. That's the whole point of...
Yes.
You become the same. You're a tribe.
You're right.
You're a clan. That's your name.
Yes.
Has Jane Wicks changed her name?
We've both changed with Parry Wicks.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm double barrel. But I think that's the whole point of you want the same names going forward.
Yes.
So if you swap,
okay. Yep. Yep. I agree.
You're back to square one.
He doesn't want to be Willie. She wants to be Emily.
Why would you not want to be Willie, though? It's so fun.
Willie's a funny name.
I think
you've
got
to have a fun name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you're older as well. Like, I can imagine at school.
He's through the worst.
That's it.
Yeah. He's only got his imposter syndrome to deal with, hasn't he? That's all he's got. But
final beefy vol-au-vent.
Oh,
nice.
She says nobody outside Somerset has ever heard of Taunton. I think its fame sits squarely between Wolverhampton and Bromley. And of course, people know where it is. That one's a bit left field.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, mean, that one there.
Geography
quickly around the room, who knows of Taunton? Yeah, I know of Taunton.
Yeah, I know Taunton.
My cousins live there.
Great.
Yeah.
Emma knows of Taunton.
Yeah, I know Taunton, yeah.
That's a clean sweep. So if that helps, that one can be put to bed.
Okay, that one's been
solved.
Chuck
that vol-au-vent away.
Yeah.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. P.S. Reading this back, it feels very negative. I utterly adore Emma. Would probably lose an arm to save her life.
That's not enough.
That's
not enough, mate. Just an arm.
I would lay down my life for you is the phrase he's looking for. But I would probably lose an arm.
It's not
lay
quite
down
Brian.
My arm for you.
It's not quite Brian Adams, is it? I'd lie for you, I'd die for you. Lose an arm for you,
but only my left.
I utterly adore Emma. Would probably will
probably lose an arm.
I utterly adore Emma.
Given the right circumstances,
I would probably lose an arm to save her life, even if there might be a better way of saving her that I haven't spotted yet. PPS, yes, my name really is Will Lee, but my little sister went to school with a guy called Ed West. So my parents aren't the only dummies around.
Ed West is a great name.
My sister went to uni with a guy called Hugh Cumber.
Really?
Hugh Cumber?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's great.
That's a lot of fun. Did the parents know? Did they realise?
I think it was because he had to be Hugh from... like family name on the other side.
Right.
And then Cumber was from his dad's side.
Oh, no.
So,
Cucumber's strong.
Storm. Cucumber,
that's
yeah.
Brilliant, though.
And obviously, I went to school with a girl called Charity Knight. Which is a lovely bit of business.
Charity Knight.
Charity Knight, yeah.
That's amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So, much to unpick there. I don't think it feels negative. I think the love of Emma is... runs throughout this.
It's apparent.
Yeah, we know you love Emma.
And podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which limb would he lose for the podcast?
That's a good point. I reckon he's...
I would at least probably chop his leg lose off an arm to save... I'd probably lose an arm to save your life. such a romantic phrase.
Thank you.
Imagine that. Oh, I love you. I'd probably lose an arm to save your life. it's not a Valentine's card you buy, is it?
No. Just carry on with the whittling, mate. Pop the podcast back in.
So, I mean, what it comes down to is housework, right? That's the crux of the matter.
That's very much it.
And he's doing 90%.
He believes he's doing 90%.
And the caravan thing has thrown that into perspective a little bit.
He's disposing of the used water, partly by sink, but mainly by Whittle. We'll never know. We'll never know what Whittle means.
I must look it up. I can't live without
Whittle's
knowing.
We.
He's whittling it out.
No, whittles we.
You don't dispose of water by we.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Only by whittle.
I thought he was saying
well, you do dispose of water by whittle.
I've expanded. My duties have expanded to include filling up the water barrel,
Emma's
disposing of the used water, partly by sink, but mainly by whittle.
Oh. Whittle.
Is he talking about weeing, though?
Well, is he? But what's he saying? He's drinking it and weeing it out. But then you say,
and
he's
by
drinking it.
By... Oh, I think Clarky's right. I dispose of the used water. The water is used partly by sink, but mainly by
whittle. I dispose of the piss, is what he's saying.
Well, that's what used water is in a caravan, really, isn't it?
I guess it is, yeah.
You don't dispose of the used water by the sink.
But no, but by sink he means the washing up water. Some of it's by sink. That's how you've used the water. Yeah. And some of it is by
I dispose of the used water.
Sorry.
The water has become used partly by sink, but mainly by whittle.
He's too clever for us.
He's an odd turn of phrase. He's way too clever for us. Mainly, but also whittle as well. No one's calling it whittle anymore in 2020. Call it having a fucking slash.
Come on, mate.
Call it having
You've been in prison for too long.
Just be fair, mate.
Oh,
be fair.
Jesus Christ.
I chucked a bottle of slash at the old fucking warden the other night.
Fucking screwed yourself.
Yeah. Have that in your mush.
So, anyway, you call it having a fucking slash, lad, and be done with it.
My friend's... was visited by a convict. The house kind of, not like expectations. An ex-con visited their school.
I love it.
To give them a talk on don't be bad because you'll end up in prison. Prison's horrible.
Yeah.
And he said, in prison, you get this. And he held up a metal mug and he said, we call it a Peter. It's called a Peter because it's got one handle on it. And then he carried on talking. And he said the rest of the talk, everyone was going, what does that mean? Well, just because it's got one handle on it, why would that be a Peter?
Peter Handel?
So he's nicked that
Peter
from the prison.
Peter Handelson? Peter Handelson, is that what it was?
It was the 90s, okay?
It was the 90s.
Love it if it was Peter Handelson. That's a huge reference. Right, so let's work backwards. Taunton we've put to bed.
I tell you what, you've made up for that Whittle Lee comment. Boy, Peter Handelson. What?
Peter handles one.
It's a stretch.
Peter handles one, and therefore we call it a Peter. If there are any people currently doing bird who'd like to get in touch,
please.
Apologies for the sort of broad strokes we were drawing your community.
But
do get in touch, pappiesflatshit@gmail.com, and tell us if you know why a prison mug is called a Peter.
And also, what are you in for?
What are you in for? Of course, what are you in for?
You know, what get on iTunes, for? Leave us a 5-star review and just tell us what you're in for.
Tell us what you're in for.
Okay. So, housework. The crux of the matter. Because I am feeling Will's pain.
Right.
I reckon I do about 80%.
Do you now?
Currently.
And do you discuss this with your partner?
Sometimes.
Right.
And there's always promises.
Yeah.
That never come to fruition.
Sure.
Let's say that.
Ultimately, I think it gets done by the person who wants it done the most.
And also, if you're working from home, it's the kind of self-employed person's quandary. Where it's like, you're in all day, put a wash on.
Also, as well, if you're working from home, it's very, very easy to go, well, I'll start work once I've done the washing up.
Yeah.
Or I'll start work once I've put a wash on. Or I'll start work once I've repainted the house. You know, all of those things you can sort of... use to procrastinate
exactly.
as the day goes on.
Mm. Now, how does it break down in the granny annex? Does your washing up stay in the granny annex or does it ever find its way to mummy and daddy's sink?
No, it's entirely my own responsibility.
Right.
So,
okay.
When you talk about a story from your annex, do you call it an anecdote?
I will from now on. Thank you so much for that goal.
Clarky's on fire today.
Clarky is flush with the success of Peter Handelson.
Peter Handelson? That's
on
the anecdote.
Absolutely.
This
on
is next
a
level.
Roll.
Oh my God, it's like hanging out with Milton Jones. This is unbelievable, Clarky.
Goodness me.
So the other thing I'm getting, apart from the imposter syndrome off of Will Lee,
yes.
is a...
desire to be in prison.
A strong desire to do a bit of porridge, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
All right.
No, my... Come on. Is a sense of the alpha doormat, the alpha martyr, somebody who does everything in the house, then complains that no one else has done it.
Well,
they put themselves. Do you not get in this sense?
Yeah, but I feel like that is a fancy way of saying that someone's a bit of a pussy. Like, I don't.
It certainly is. No, it's definitely within the broader spectrum of pussy-ing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this has come up before, and I think it's Rose Johnson talked about it. It's just sort of like man up. Just like, just if you've got a problem,
With your missus,
just say I don't want to do it.
Say you don't want to do it.
I hate to leap in with the obvious solution. But
no, you know what? It took us a long time to get to Do Not Disturb. We haven't got any more time, so that's good that you can. So what's your advice to Will Lee on all counts?
Just
grow a pair, Willie.
Grow a pair. Just keep letting the widdle build up until she can't deal with it anymore.
Do you think this could be solved by sitting down and saying, look, let's let bygones be bygones. Let's forget about the 500 quid holiday. Let's share a packet of biscuits and make a rota. Do you
think those biscuits are going to leave crumbs? Rotas.
Yeah.
The death of romance. The death of spontaneity.
There's nothing romantic or spontaneous about
the spice in a relationship. Who's going to do the washing today?
You're not making a dating rota or a shagging rota. You're just making a rota for the cleaning the floor.
Let's talk about the shagging rota.
Yeah, I know it's my turn. All right. I'll get round to it, okay? Round to it, yeah.
We've been sharing this prison cell for what, 6 months? Yeah, I mean, I think rotas are problematic.
Just within relationships or in any flat share situation?
Yeah, full stop, I think.
See, because I've been the person in flat shares that's put up the rota.
You're a rota girl.
I'm
sorry.
He's kicking off.
Sorry,
the warden came past. And
he's
throwing a bottle of slash at the warden. I'm a rota girl.
I'm the rota boy. But it's not well received. That's the thing. See, one time I put the rota up. In a very kind of, guys, let's not fall out about this. Here's a rota.
Be fair in 2020.
Yeah, be fair. Well, it was 2017, but I was being fair even then, before it was cool.
Oh my God, you were an early adopter.
Yeah. And and then I went away for a few days because I had to...
You got sent down.
I had to, just a few days. I came back, flies in the kitchen. And I said, guys, what's going on? They said, it was your turn to take out the bins. You put the rota up.
No.
You were so insistent on the rota.
That is some ag.
They'd made their living situation so horrible just to prove how much they hated the rota.
They're really spiting themselves, though, aren't they? I'd sooner live with flies around me to prove a point. It's grimbo.
It's sort of like living in a butcher's to prove a point.
Which, actually, of course, is not a bad idea for you.
A great idea, and I stand by that. I can't believe I shouted down on that idea.
Okay, final words for Willie?
Final words for Willie.
Pop a well saying man up.
Well, I feel that's quite gendered.
Sure.
Well,
just assert yourself.
There you go. Much better.
You know what? Yeah, if you're doing 90% of the housework, do 50% of the chatting about the housework, right? Surely that should be the case. Sit down, have a conversation, make it clear how you feel, tell your partner about this. Also as well, I'm sure you're a great gardener.
Yeah, believe in yourself.
Back yourself on this.
And also, if you live in Willie's area and you need...
Taunton, is he in Taunton?
Well, we don't know, actually.
He's just talking.
She says nobody outside Somerset has ever heard of Taunton. I think it's famous. It's squarely between Wolverhampton and Bromley. And of course, people know where it is.
I think people do know where it is. But listen, that aside, if you need gardening work, I'm sure he's willing to travel.
If you live in Taunton.
Or you want your caravan deep cleaned.
If you want your caravan deep cleaned, do that as well.
Hang on.
Willie is the guy. What have you got?
Clarky's got one.
He looks so pleased.
Clarky's on for the hat trick.
Clarky is absolutely
no, in the just, form of his life.
I was just going to say his middle name's Ling. He's willing to
Jesus Christ.
He was doing so well. He flew too close to the sun.
You're great until you try and tackle Willie, which is already a pun.
Well,
it's
your Achilles
pun
heel.
Within a pun.
It's
willingly,
your Achilles like, heel.
Willingly, sure, it's fine, but... Anyway. Well,
anywho.
Anyway, that's...
Listen, the warden's coming round. Lights out, you lot. Stop podcasting in there. Fuck you, Warden! Yeah,
alright. Okay. That was easy.
Well, he's on the shagging rota as well, it turns out.
I don't mind you, love. You're alright. Carry on.
Carry on, Warden!
He's all right, the warden.
He's all right, the
warden's all right.
I've got a bit of time.
Cancel the riot.
Got a bit of time for the warden, sure.
Sure. From the sorting out your
beef. Fanshawe, have you got any better solutions than the Do Not Disturb sign?
Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast.
Oh, you're already here. You have to go and get
it. I've been sat here all along, waiting to be spoken to like. Hella rude. Hell, I ain't even had my egg. But that's for another time. Listen, I've been sitting here thinking about your little problem there, Lolo. I've been thinking to myself about this door only goes one way. Don't open both ways. Reminds me of a little story now. Now, you probably remember about the farm over the hill over there. Hill Farm. Legs 11. Anyway, number 11. Anyway, in the farm there lived a man, and in that man there lived a house. That's how the rhyme went.
It was a great rhyme. We all remember it.
It was a strong rhyme.
Why do you have a house?
Well, he'd swallowed a garage, so he needed to swallow a house.
Nobody knows why he swallowed a garage. Maybe he's married. Anyway. Everyone remembers the day the farmer went out to the barn there and he saw his hen. And what was the hen sitting on there but an egg? Not your normal egg. Hell no. This egg had a little picture on it. What?
A little painting.
Little egg. Little painted egg.
Oh, it's a kid surprise.
If only. Farmer Dad looked at the chicken. Hell with me. I got a chicken that can lay a painted egg.
He said, helly me.
He said, helly me. I got a chicken that can lay a painted egg. Picked up the egg, looked at it. Would you believe it? The perfect likeness of a cow.
Was it?
Yes, indeed.
The perfect likeness of a cow on that, painted on a hen's egg.
Farmer suddenly thinks to himself, well, there's money here. If I can sell eggs with paintings of cows on them, people will come from miles around. If you book them, they will come. But in order to do that, I gotta keep this hen safe. I gotta keep him happy. I'll put the egg back for a while.
Back where?
Lily makes a very good point. How far back is he sending it?
From whence it came?
No.
Anyway.
Hiding the eggs back in the hen.
He tried. Killed the egg, killed the chicken. Some doors are meant to be one way.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Well, that's time for me to go, I guess. You take care of yourselves and each other. Bye.
Well, helly me. That was a great meeting from...
Gosh.
So now you've met...
Left.
He's left. Yeah, well, he's certainly not right.
He's gone.
Can I ask Lulu, how did it feel to meet your hero, Fanshawe Stanton?
Oh, my God. I feel like... I was about to say like a Make-A-Wish kit.
That's not what I mean. You better go because you've not got long left. So... That was quite... Also, as well, great to hear if you book them, they will come from Wayne's World 2. Not from Field of Dreams, of course. That was the parody. But yeah, if you book them, they will come.
Lovely.
Lovely reference to Wayne's World 2 from Fanshawe.
Love Wayne's World 2.
Need a bit of that.
Great stuff from Fanshawe. Well, Lulu, thank you so much. It was so good to have you on the podcast to solve your beef live.
Only a couple of beefs, but they're always the best kind.
Oh, absolutely.
Deep beefs.
This episode was a real egg with a paint of a cow on the side. I think we could all agree on that. So, is there anything you want to plug? Is there any...
Willie's garden business.
Willie, yeah, awesome.
More than anything, just please help Willie out.
If you see Willie advertising his garden wares, then you definitely should take him up on the offer.
Oh, got really hot. Right, so, Lulu, what have you got to plug?
Oh, just follow me on Twitter. Everything's there.
Well, where do we do that?
It is at @Lulu_Popplewell.
Strong.
I'm doing a show in Brighton. I forgot about that.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm doing a show in Brighton. Ah, Brighton Fringe, come to that.
What's it called?
Oh, I can't remember.
But that's fine, because you don't need to say the title of the show during the show.
No.
You just need to remember the jokes
anything,
within the show.
Not relevant at all. I think it's called Look at My Great Big Ribbons. I think I had to pick the title a long time ago.
It's a good title.
Thank you.
It is a good title.
It's not a bad title at all, yeah. Look at My Great Big Ribbons, possibly on in Brighton.
Great.
Enjoy it. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Right. Thank you.
We're off to start a riot.
Fuck you, Warden!
Fuck you, Warden! Anarchy! I've never started a riot.
No, it's good shows.
From the sorting out your beef.
Well, there it was.
Whoa.
A prison-themed episode of No Mistake.
We always said we'd never revisit the time we spent in Bird. What have we got
there
here?
We were. You could never really get away from it.
So we've had...
That's the word, mate.
Everybody's heard.
Oh, Mike. You know what? We just had a text from Lulu.
Oh, yes.
She's left now.
Okay.
You knew that already. That wasn't part of today.
It's a good relief.
We knew that already. She'd left. And we recorded the little intro outro for her.
Yes.
She said, you know what? She brought us Kinder Eggs and she didn't make a going eggs for tree eggs joke. But you know what? The chances are, I would have forgotten what that meant. Yeah. What does going eggs for tree eggs mean? You're very busy.
You were going eggs for tree eggs, Buffer.
Oh, God, mate, I'm absolutely going eggs for tree eggs. What does that mean? Is it being very busy? Yeah. Oh, it was eggs for tree eggs. And we even made a pose with an egg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, I tell you what we'll do is we'll say, we'll just do it now. And Emma, you just drop it into the episode, of course. Lulu, thanks for bringing those eggs.
Oh, I'm going eggs for tree eggs right now.
We'll just drop that in and that'll work out.
I did sound exactly like her as well.
It was uncanny.
It wasn't bad, was it? I think I captured the essence.
The absolute essence of Popplewell. which, by the way, is also a fragrance she's selling from her online store. thanks very much for listening to this episode.
What a treat.
You're very welcome. And Tom, thanks for being here.
Thanks
Can
for
I just say,
me.
Tom has clocked off because he's putting together... What was
he's
your
rest
little...
Is, he's
I've got
rested
Popple,
his
my monkey.
Mic on his chest. Everyone else has done their Kinder Egg toys.
Yeah, it's because we're better than you,
I'm
mate.
Trying to get this
Whoa,
parrot together.
Whoa, Clarkie. Oh, you've both got little crows. Emma and
Stone, the crows.
Emma and Clarkie have got little crows that where the wings flap. I've just got a monkey that clutches onto a tree that honestly makes me sad to look at it. I'm going to bust out crying looking at this motherfucker. Popple, you absolutely... Why do you tug at my heartstrings? And then Parry has got something that looks like it should be at carnival. It's got full-on wings. That's amazing. So you've got a little bird there with actual cloth wings that flap. That's beautiful.
I don't know if that's right.
No, I think you may have put the wings on upside down.
That bird ain't flying.
Do you think so? No, I think shouldn't the wings be going up so it could... No,
I've
maybe
lost
it's
the
right.
instructions now.
Oh,
well, anyway.
Never get those again.
Look, get onto the Patreon and you might be able to win our Kinder Egg toys.
That's absolutely right. So what we're going to do... what we're going to do is if you can answer Parry's question of the day correctly, we will post you our Kinder Egg toys. And what is Parry's question of the day?
What was Kinder Transport? I don't know.
No, oh, Jesus Christ. All right, okay. Question of the day is cancelled, guys. Buy your own fucking eggs. Okay, it's been really fun. It's been really fun doing this episode up until it wasn't. And we better go because we've got to record a drunk episode. And I think, Parry, you've only had half a beer, but you've already gone on your way.
Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
This episode was produced by...
As ever.
As always, by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team! Cheers, everyone! Bye! There you go. That was our last in-person... Beef Brothers Cold Cuts before the lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So the next time we do a Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, we're going to have to get a guest on the old Zoom.
But we will.
Don't you worry about that. We will. We've still got other... We've got a house meeting still to come. We've got a flat slam. In fact, we've got two flat slams. They're all still to come that are recorded pre-lockdown. And of course, if you are enjoying these, do go onto our Patreon because we're doing daily episodes on our Patreon. Every single day, we're doing extra bonus episodes of what we're calling Flatshare Lockdown.
Flatshare Lockdown.
Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Every single day, we will give you a bonus treat. And they've been really fun so far.
To play us out today,
speaking of a bonus treat,
saying,
yeah.
Yeah, Lulu Popwell, who was a fantastic guest, I'm sure you'll all agree. She's been doing songs on Facebook. She's a very talented musician as well. So she's been taking requests of songs that she should cover. And so I set her the challenge of covering the Quickfire Round jingle. Clarky sent her the chords.
Hi.
And we'll play you out with what she put on Facebook. That's a pretty cool thing to do, isn't it?
And if you liked that and you fancy chucking her some money, you can go to her coffee page, which is the, you know, you can buy people a coffee if you like the work they're doing. And I think we can all agree she does fantastic work.
Agreed.
Go to coffee, ko-fi.com/ Lulu Popplewell, which is LULUPOPPLEWELL. coffee.com/ Lulu Popwell. I think we'll do a link from our Twitter to that.
We'll put it in the show notes as well.
It'll be in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes. And please be honest when you do that. Please be honest in the show notes.
Please be honest in the show notes and do be fair in 2020. We'll see you very soon, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope you're all staying very safe and washing your hands.
This is the quarantine round. It's the round that goes really quickly. If you don't think about all the hours there are to fill in the day, the days are so long. Try to sleep into lunchtime and avoid existential dread. There's lots of things you can do to make the time pass quickly, like wanking and cooking, sleeping and wanking. Get a new hobby, learn to crochet. Did I mention wanking? Ooh, but it's good to set a limit. I'm not having one right now. I'm capping it to 3 a day. Or you could listen to lots of lovely podcasts. Pappies would be an excellent place to start. But I beg of you, please don't start your own podcast. There's enough of them already. Even I don't have one. Don't be part of the problem. I just go on other people's. This song was a suggestion from Tom, and Clarky gave me the chords for it. Crosby's hands are clean in all of this. He didn't have a part to play. Ooh, he's entirely blameless. But the others egged me on to this. Ooh, I'm sorry I talked about wanking. Anyway, I have to go and walk my dog now. On my daily government allotted walk time. Definitely not going for another wank now. It's not a euphemism. I definitely have a dog. Her breath smells like an asshole, but I love her anyway. Anyway, enjoy your pasta and your loo roll. And Clarky, please enjoy your dusty hole. I'm ashamed of the fact that I have made this. Anyway, I'm off. So please enjoy the quarantine round.
Please.
be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
He almost got locked in a position. Here we go, the Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Oh, eyes down for the first number.
Eyes down for a full house.
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Where did that number come from?
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, don't smell that number. It's a real treat. Here we go. Here we go.
It's, don't smell the number.
Well, the first number out of the deck, it's the British Bake Off. That's right. I've made some cake. It's number 42. Who's got it? Hear me now, hear me now, hear me now. And sold to Brendan Blade.
It's a very... It's a very confused, so confused it. Patreon Neighbourhood Watcher.
Oh, here comes up the number. Oh,
here
my
it is.
Goodness, it stinks to high heaven, but don't worry about that right now.
No.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think, man? It's number 21, Kirsty Brinkman.
Going once, going twice to Kirsty Brinkman.
And sold to Kirsty Brinkman.
Sold to Lady of the Hat.
Oh, they're coming out faster than expected.
Oh,
don't smell that number. It's a real treat, I'll tell you that now.
Oh, don't smell the number, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we play.
Okay. let me tell you, folks, it's one of my favourite numbers. And I'm happy to introduce it to you all tonight, everybody. And I won't waste any more time. I won't waste any more time because I know some people see me as a little bit anxious about saying numbers. And sometimes I can be a bit of a stress lord, but
I
can be, but not as much as number 52. It's Jack Beresford.
Sold to Jack Beresford.
Jack Beresford.
Oh, sweet Lord, I was saluting the sun.
Don't smell the number, folks. Get your eyes down and your noses up. We're having a wonderful time. I'm sure you're all agreeing. The number here, number 52. It's Jennifer Sheehan.
Jennifer Sheehan. Sold to Jennifer Sheehan.
Going once, going twice.
It's come back in.
Oh, he's a pinball wizard. There
please
has to be a twist.
Don't smell the number.
Don't smell the number, guys. It's a real treat.
Dear me.
Oh, it's a good number, though.
Oh, it's a strong number.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for that.
Dear me, it's one of the best numbers.
It's one of the Beresford.
What? It's 39. And Polly Scott.
Going once, going twice. Polly Scott.
I tell you what, that one went down smooth. Heimlich.
It's gone straight to Clarky's, man. Please don't smell the number.
Don't smell the number, guys. It's a real treat. Oh, this is a great number. It's one of the best numbers. It makes me go absolutely out of my brain. It's number 572.
Sold.
Sold to Emily Sage.
Going once, going twice. Concludes this week's Neighborhood Watch roll call.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.